Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will. And yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes, yes to your will, and yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. My soul says yes. Yes, 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 my soul says yes, my soul says yes, yes. Yes, 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 my soul says yes. I thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for another chance to say yes. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing. We thank you for another opportunity to set ourselves aside before we begin our days. As we earnestly seek your faith and as we earnestly seek for your will to be done in our lives, we understand, oh God, that we did not wake up this morning on our own. It was not the alarm that woke us up this morning. It was not our spouses or our loved ones or the television. But it was you who called us, because those people could have come and touched us and shook us and did all types of things, or the alarm could have been blaring and beeping and making all the noise that it could have. But if you had not blessed us to wake up this morning or to be able to hear those things or be able to feel those things, we would not have risen this morning. So we want to thank you for another chance, another opportunity to give your name glory and to give your name honor and to give your name the praise. We thank you for another opportunity to say yes to you, O God, as we look for you to order our footsteps on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't go on this day without you. And Lord, as we take this 31 days of a prayer journey, day by day, God, we ask that you would anoint us afresh and anoint us anew every single day. As we study your word and as we meditate on your word, God, help us to believe in what your word says, because your word is your bond. Oh, God, your word told us yesterday that we can ask anything, oh, God, and it shall be done. As long as we ask and believe, it shall be done on our behalf. But many times we ask amiss, and many times we ask, oh God, without seeking your face. But Lord, teach us right now in the mighty name of Jesus to understand that your will has to be done in our lives. And when we pray, God, we should ask, oh God, according to your will. Not our wills, but let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, many of us, we need to have mountains moved in our lives. Oh God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Many of us, oh God, need bridges to be rebuilt or need walls to be broken down, oh God, or miracles, signs, and wonders to be performed in our lives. And Lord, they only can be performed according to your will. They only can be performed if you allow it to happen. Oh God, so God, do the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. God, I'm looking for you to do something that's going to blow my mind today, and I believe that you can, and I believe that you will, God. Nothing shall be able to separate me from your love. You are a magnificent God. You are a wonderful God, and you want what's best for your people. You want the best for us. You want to be, you don't want us just to barely make it by, but you told us, I believe, earlier in our scriptures that if we, as being carnal and being evil people, would do good things unto our children. If they won't fish, we won't give them a serpent. Oh, God, if they need some finances, we won't give them some stones or whatever. But, God, if we know how to give good things to our children, how so much more? Do you know what we need and how to give good things to your children? Your word tells us in Romans that you won't, that there's nothing that you will withhold from your people. You gave us your best. You gave us Jesus Christ. There's nothing that you will withhold from your children. So, Lord, what I need, God, you got it. God, where I need to go, you can make it happen, God. Where my feet step, my foot steps, oh, God, you know where my feet step at, Lord. You know just what pathways I need to take. So, Lord, hide us under your cross, Lord, today. Bind the spirit of stupidity. Bind the spirit of foolishness. Bind the spirit of a lack of faith or faithlessness, God. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be wise. Help us, oh, God, to be hungry, oh, God, and thirst after you. After you, in the mighty name of Jesus, and do it right now in our hearts, God. Do it right now in our minds, God, then we'll take you out of the box. So you can come and have your way in our lives. God, I'm desperate for you. And as I seek your face in these 31 days of prayer, Lord, I need you to do miracles, signs, and wonders. Lord, I need you to do some great things on our behalf. So, Lord, I say right now, I believe. God, some of our children need to be saved. Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, some of us need, oh, God, we want our businesses to get off the ground and our dreams and our ideas to get off the ground. Lord, I believe. Lord, some of us need to be at better places for our jobs or need to be in better work environments. Lord, I believe, Lord. Whatever it is that would more, Lord, my body, I have an ailment in my body. I know that your grace is sufficient, Lord, but I believe that you can heal, Lord. I believe that you can set free, Lord, whatever the obstacle, whatever the trial, whatever the tribulation, whatever it is, Lord, I believe, oh God, I believe that you can. I believe that you will, Lord. And even if you don't do it, Lord, I still know that you're able. I still know that you can make the way. Give us a mentality like those three Hebrew boys. They had to get into the fire. But God, even though the enemy threatened to throw them in the fire and actually threw them into the fire, it still did not make their faith waver. They did not waver in the belief in your power. They did not waver in the belief that you're able. They didn't waver in the belief how great you are. Oh, God, assure us. We affirm us. God, strengthen our foundation right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we'll believe you no matter what, Lord. And if we believe you no matter what, Lord, there's nothing impossible for those that believe. Thank you, Jesus. If I can just imagine it, Lord, it's not impossible. If I can just believe it, oh God, it's not impossible. Lord, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. God, you do great things. And so we put our trust in you, oh God, today. We won't lean into our own understanding. But this morning we acknowledge you again. Lord, I know I've been repeating that prayer and that scripture day by day, but Lord, I want you to understand we can't do it on our own. And I need us to understand we can't do it on our own. Yes, we may be strong. Yes, we may have some things set in place. But if you say not so, all of our workings, all of our doings will be in vain. I believe that there is a scripture. I know that it is, and I don't know where it's at, but you said the builder that builds in, and without the Lord builds in vain. That's pretty much the gist of the scripture. And Lord, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to plan my day. Hallelujah. I don't want to make some grand plans without you being a part of the discussion, without you being a part of the planning, without you being a part of the production of the implementation. Lord, I don't want to build in vain. I've let too many days go to waste. Lord, I've let too many opportunities pass me by. Lord, I've let too many things slip through the cracks because I tried to do it in my own power and I tried to do it in my own might. But Lord, I declare this morning that this day will not be like those days, oh God. Thank you for not holding my failures against me. Thank you for not holding my shortcomings against me, God. Thank you for not holding or allowing my sin to stop me from walking in my destiny and walking in the promise and the plans that you have for my life. God, you are a great God, and because you are greatly to be praised. David said, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is worthy, worthy of the glory. Your name is worthy, worthy of the honor. Your name is worthy. It's worthy of the praise. And so I enter into this place of worship. And I enter into this season of praise. I enter into this time of thanksgiving with praise on my lips. I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praises shall continually be in my mouth, Lord, because I want you to come on in. And I want you to guide my footsteps, Lord. I need you to come on in. And I need you to make my heart right, Lord. I need you to come on in, oh God. And I need you to make my thoughts right in the name of Jesus, that I may fulfill your purpose, that I may fulfill your plans, that I may fulfill what you have for me to do today. I'm on a mission, Lord, today. Not my will, but let thine will be done. 31 days of prayer. 31 days where we need you to shape us and mold us. 31 days where we need you to touch us, anoint us. And Lord, don't allow this season just to go 31 days, but give us a desire. Give us a hunger to travail in prayer, because prayer still changes things. Men ought to always pray. But soon we do these times and we do these, have these opportunities set aside to pray, and we forget about it. We linger. We go away. First couple of days, we're still mindful of it. We still have the habit. We still continue to do it. But, Lord, as the weeks pass by, then we begin to become lax. We get away from those things that kept us near you. We get away from those things that drew us near you, Lord. And I want this to be an everlasting change. But this time of early morning prayer is something that we would commit to, that we would earnestly seek after, that we will strive for, that we will earnestly seek your face day by day before we begin our day. I'm thankful for those that jump in on a different time zone. I'm thankful. I understand how tough it is to get up a little hour earlier than the expected time. And some, oh God, have even gotten in up from off the West Coast and have gotten up 3 hours earlier before their days begin to take time to pray. Lord, that a revival of prayer spring across and flow across the nation today. Whether they're joining in on our early morning phone calls, or Lord, they're starting their own little prayer times, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I know my brother-in-law, he does a 31 days of prayer, and I think he does that in January, Lord. But I pray that you would anoint us and encourage us to pray in the mighty name of Jesus, because prayer changes things. You do great things when we put our trust in you. You do great things when we put our hope in you. You do great things. The Lord, as we go through this day, Lord, we need for your will to be done. Not our will, let thine will be done, as we pray for pastors everywhere. Lord, today is our focus day on praying for the pastor. And Lord, I pray for my pastor today, Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. I pray that you would anoint him, that you continue to bless him. Give me to continually pray for him, that God, you will continue to anoint him afresh with the word of God to minister to those at New Community Temple and St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ. oh God, and then as he leads me and as he leads others, oh God, I pray that you allow us to continue to uphold his arms, to bless him, to pray for him, to encourage him, to sow into his life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, not just words, but actions and love and finances, Lord, to sow into my leader, God. Give us to undergird him, Lord. Give us to undergird our leaders, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, Bishop, he does many things, Lord. He does has many jobs and many tasks, Lord, and the title of pastor is not just to be the pastor, but, God, we have so many hats that we have to wear, and we need for people to pray. We need for people. We constantly and continuously call out the names of others, but we also need them to call out our names as well. Give us the study to show ourselves approved unto you. Help us to not take your word in vain or in lackadaisically, but to hide your word in our heart, that, Lord, we may strive to do those things that you've called for us to do. Lord, there's people on our prayer wall that I have not called out this week. I pray again for Mother Nellie Towns' request for her brother, Melvin Towns. Lord, you know the situation. You know the circumstance. God, you know what's going on in his life. Lord, I pray that you would clear his name and that you would give him clarity, wisdom, and protection right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Assistant District Missionary Mary Wilson. Lord, I have not heard the report or whether the report came back good, Lord, but we still put her in your arms and we still put her before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her, God, from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and whatever the enemy thought he did, oh, God, we know that you're going to work it out for our good. Thank you, Jesus, that that's a promise, Lord, that all things will work together for our good. A young lady by the name of C.S., Lord, she wanted prayer for her husband to have mercy on her, God, to forgive her of whatever issues that occurred in their life. You know the situation that's going on in that family, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will make crooked ways straight right now in the name of Jesus. Bind the spirit of anger. Lord, we read yesterday in our Bible study or 2 days ago in our Bible study about how the woman, the wife, should submit, oh, God, that the partners, that the husband and the wife are equals, that the wife's job is to, that submission is a point of order. It's not a point of superiority. It's not a point of a dictatorship, but we are equal, and the submission gives us order. So the woman must submit according to what God has given, but the man must love unconditionally as Christ has loved the church. Lord, we take that title as men. We take that title overboard, and we do things that are outside of your will. The young ladies don't have the necessary, the young wives don't have the right information, the correct information, Lord, to submit according to your word, Lord, and they allow things to occur and happen, God, that's ungodly and unholy. Lord, I pray for this family right now in the name of Jesus that they'll get clarity of your word. You said that if we want to be forgiven, we must forgive. And love overcomes a multitude of sin. Let your love shine. Let your love wax strong. Let your love rise among them in that family. Lord, I pray for Deacon Coulter. Haven't heard a report on him either, whether his ailment is still going on or he's still battling the battle. Well, I have not heard that he's died, so, Lord, you're doing a great thing. Because the last report that I heard, that they only gave him a few days. But, God, a few days was a few months ago. So, God, glory to your name. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for staving the hand of the enemy and the death angel. And, Lord, I pray that you will perform a miracle in his life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And before I end, Lord, I want you to encourage those that are in a grief situation. Oh, God, Bernstein McNair family in Maryland, Lord, we pray for comfort for them. The Pierce family and Carter Memorial family in Baltimore, Lord, we pray that you would have give them comfort in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those that have lost loved ones here and there. Lord, give us the comfort that we need right now to be strong, to stand for you, and to hold on to your unchanging hand. Thank you for being a God that never changes. Now bless us, oh God, as we go into this eighth day of 31 days of prayer. This is a day of consecration. So honor our fasting right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we ask you to prepare us for 2008. Lord, we don't want to start getting prepared once 2008 comes to fruition, but, Lord, we want to get into 2008 running for you. God, thank you right now for the vision. for this ministry and the vision that you've given me for those that are participating with us. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless us and keep us and earnestly have your way in our lives. God, shape us and mold us to be the vessels that you need for us to be. And Lord, if you do this, God, we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor and we'll give you the praise. For it's in the mighty and magnificent name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.